Okay, so for the shir this evening, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, we get to learn the Torah Hashem. So you will learn something which I know sounds a little funny, but the top questions I've received over the last, really 24 hours, from people here who think that I'm taking over as camp rabbi. It's not true, it's just rumors. We'll see what happens. So it's a holdout, it's a home holdout. So there's a lot of questions that come up during the 9 days and a lot of different halachos. And if you don't mind, this will be a little bit more of an interactive shiur because I'm sure you have what to say. And what I'm saying now is basically, except for the siyum part, without real notes, it's what my rabbeim have taught me. We don't have time, unfortunately, because we have a short shiur. We have to end, as you know, chas v'shalom, we should dive in myrv later than the kolo. So we have to end at a certain time. But these are the popular things that I've heard. And as we know, the 9 days are pretty pashut what a person is not allowed to do. So Tavkuf Nun Aleph tells us all the different halachas. And amongst them, we know, for example, we'll just start with a big question that I get, and that's the question about laundry. The laundry question. So we might think that we live in, you know, living in this time in Guilford, New York, so there is a vortex of halacha that, you know, revolves around, and it doesn't apply to everything. And so the Shaila was like this. Next week there's going to be laundry, I'm told. This week there was laundry. They did it on Thursday, except they didn't do it on Thursday. Anybody that noticed, Friday morning it was still sitting there. It wasn't picked up. So what's the issur of laundry? It's a very serious issur. We don't do laundry during the 9 days. There's a simcha element of laundry, even though it's not done in the same way that it used to, where it took hours and hours. It's considered to be something of simcha, even if you give it to a guy to do it another place. In the case, I think we could be nekel that if we did give it and they were supposed to pick it up before and do it before, and they turned out not to, so maybe there's a kulo there, I'm not aware. Clearly for children, there might be more of a heter as well. There's a famous machloikas of whether or not they should have any chinuch for avelas b'cholzos. We actually do, during the 9 days, we tell children that they're not allowed to eat meat, and we try to have them, if they can, do these different ways that we are remembering Zecher l'Chorban. So what would be the possible heterim? So there seems to be a heter that's important to know, and that might be the heter of Big Day Zeya. We say that by babies, for sure, when you have baby diapers that are washable, there are some people who use those diapers, so that would be mutter because you need it. So one would argue that there's no simcha or toirich so much involved in the Big Day Zeya. Big Day Zeya would be clothing that you typically sweat in. This is talking about socks, underwear, and undershirts. So there might be a heter. Not all say that this is a heter at all, but certainly if that's going to be something that you're not going to have enough clothes for that, which is quite possible over 9 days, so that would be a heter for a person to wash. That being said as well, one could also argue that I don't have clothes for Shabbos. I have one shirt. How many shirts do they bring? So that might be another heter, l'chavot Shabbos. So that might override this whole issur. We related a few weeks ago about this inyan about shaving, which is not allowed during the 9 days, and there's very few heterim that a person could find for this. Obviously, there are different work situations, but for you guys, that doesn't really seem to be a good heter to shave during this time. So, but we saw this idea of covered Shabbos, which I don't think applies during the 9 days, even Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who we quoted, so he did not say it applied. But what we did point out is that the Gemara says, we quoted the Tosfos, that says that even on Tisha B'Av itself, that was on Thursday, if a person needs to do laundry, he can go ahead and do that. So it teaches us there is an inyan of covered Shabbos. And if a person is in a camp situation where they're not in their house where they have a million shirts, and they don't really need to do it, and you have to be honest with yourself. So that could be a possible heter when it comes to laundering. In general, it's not allowed. However, it would be allowed, for example, I find on Shabbos, my clothing gets so dirty here on Shabbos, because if you ever lean on anything, everything is so dusty and dirty. So my shirt after Shabbos is literally, it's like all brown from, so it would be mutter to put a stain stick on it. It would be mutter to do that because it would ruin the shirt. As we'll see momentarily, there is an inyan of hefsin meruba that might come to play. Any questions about laundry? I can't really answer them, but yeah. Oh, thank you for reminding me this. So there is another thing that a person who did laundry, let's say already last week, beheter, you're really not supposed to wear freshly laundered clothes because it gives us great simcha. That would not apply. So that would not apply to the socks and the underwear and that. The other things would be, so we say that maybe it's similar to avelus, where we have, if somebody else wears the garment, then it would be mutter for you, an avel, to wear that garment. Others say, no, I'll tell you what my minhag is, which sounds strange, and please don't let it get out to my wife, because she'd be upset. I did the laundry, some of our laundry, when I was, you know, back in the, back whatever, where I'm living this time. And so I took all the laundry, and before I folded it, I threw it on the floor, and I stepped on it. And I made it not so comfortable. My wife doesn't know, as I told you, and then I folded it. So I think that's something like that, where you understand that it's, you, when you put it on, you're like, oh, this is not so fresh laundry. That's what I think. I don't know how machmir a person has to go. You're going to start. I know this was only in camps, like before, right before the 9 days, everybody's trying on everybody else's clothes. I don't know if it has to be so much to that point. I think this is easier. What I said is probably easier to do.
Is that like any clothing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The next question that has come up a lot is showering. Baruch Hashem, you're going to get a good heter here. So showering is also included in the Isser during the 9 days. A person, again, I didn't say anything yet. So we know that in general this has nothing to do with what I'm saying now. There is an Isser during the 9 days specific that we shouldn't do anything that involves something that's scary, and therefore the lake should be off. I don't know what it is on boys campus, but it should be totally off limits. Why? Because a lake is something that's scary, and even though we all know how to swim and this and that, you understand that it's a scary thing. There are poskim who say you shouldn't go on long trips. A person shouldn't go a 3-hour ride home, right? Rav Goldberg, for example, says that he doesn't think a husband should come up for Shabbos, or once they're up, they should stay here. It's easier said than done. Maybe long, right? You're going on intercamps. Maybe that's a horrible idea. Why are you traveling to? There's such shitas like that. Others argue and say this is a normal, you know, this is a normal thing. We're not going bungee jumping or something like that. That's why swim. It also, of course, involves the idea of having your mindset in the right place and having fun, but there is the element of scariness in that. Yes?
Is Walmart scary?
I don't think so. I mean, it's scary for other reasons, the people that are there, but I don't think that it would be us to take a ride there. No. So, back to the showers. So, showering was something that, again, was not done, surprisingly, every single day. And it was a great tayrich as well. Nowadays, even Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes this and says that we do this for hygiene. So most girls, you should know, they shower every single day. Most guys shower every 2, 3, 4 days. And therefore, hopefully you shower every day. And it should be something that's mutter for you to do under the following restrictions. And the restriction would be is that you're not supposed to take a piping hot shower like you normally take. My suggestion is a very Pashtun suggestion, and that is the following. A person should turn on the shower to his normal hot level and says, ah, here's my geschmack shower, and says, ah, it's the 9 days, and make it less. But he knows, it's not to take a cold shower. I don't think you have to take a cold shower, but it's lukewarm. It's just fine. It's okay. Everything's fine. The soap shampoo. But what's not mutter is maybe what some guys normally do. I once gave the shiur to girls, and I said, you can't spend 25 minutes in the shower. That's usur. And the girl's like, I'm Rabbi Hartstein. Why would a girl only take a shower for 25 minutes? That's disgusting. You know, she thought like 45 minutes was the normal. Okay? So you spend whatever. You should not spend a long time. You normally spend a little bit longer in the shower because it's comfortable. This and that. Just wash yourself in a quicker fashion than usual. I mean, you have to 2 seconds go out. No. Make sure you're clean. Make sure that's mutter. But that would be allowed. And as long as the person says, what happened the following thing? I took a shower this morning. I did exactly what Rabbi Hartstein said. And then I went biking with my wife. And I went 6 miles, and I had 3 heart attacks. And now I'm really, I had to throw out my shirts. It was like, you know, there was. So of course you're allowed to take another shower. That's mutter for sure. It happened to be, it wasn't such a hot shower anyway, because I needed it to be a bit cold. I think that would be a reasonable heter. Yeah.
The whole, like, isser is kind of like from if you want a cold shower, not that.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think so. It's a good question. I think that is considered to be not so much hamnah. Again, let's understand. I was listening to a very, strange shiur, where a Rav was saying, I'm going to give now heterim for siyums, he said. I'm going to give heterim for showering. But the heter only applies. I'm only allowing this heter for people who call at least one person and apologize to them. He said, because that's really what we're focusing on here. I'm trying to rebuild the base on Hamikdash. So you're going to be azay chumras, you're going to be so machmir, and you're not going to take a shower for the week and smell horrible, and the guy next to you can't breathe because you smell horrible. You understand that something went wrong here. So we should actually be focusing a lot on the other thing, which is, how do I repair relationships that I have? I think that's very important as well. The big question I got this week was, what do we do on the day off? I have a day off. What am I supposed to do? It's just the way that it is, right? Whether it's, are you guys off on intercamps day?
No.
You're not off. Okay, sorry. So people are off. So they asked me. So this is a hard question, right? Why? Because it's not like the camp says, well, we have three options. You can go to Woodbury, Syracuse, or a Chesed trip, right? Or something, you know, there's no good choices here. So the question number one is, a person really should not be shopping during the 9 days. There is a Prima Gadim that speaks about Hefse Merubah, even during Avelis, Hefse Merubah, where I'm going to be losing a lot of money. So here I go to Syracuse, I don't know, it's Outlet Mall, I'm not going to be able to get the things, I really need the thing. A lot of people start to make heterim for themselves. And they start saying, yeah, you probably could get it, yeah, it's going to be a few dollars more. The heter might be, like my son wanted to argue, who went on a day off today, I'm actually going to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to go to Hester Yeshiva, and I'll probably never see America for a good number of years. So, and I would like to try things on instead of you bringing it back for me. So that could be an inyan of Hefsed as well. And I'm buying it for him now. Who knows what's going to be in a year from now. That's a great Hefsed Merubah. So one could argue that. There could be the same Heter would be on Chol HaMoed as well. And maybe that would be Mutter. Again, it's important for a person to have the mindset. That's really what should be going on here. Yes, sir. Yeah, so that, again, this is the question. The question is going to become, like everything else, what would I be doing if? The famous Rosh Hashanah question. You're not allowed to sleep, everybody knows you're not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So now I can't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, I have nothing to do. So you know what I'm going to do? Let's go, a bunch of friends. I always have a difficulty when I give shiur here on Shabbos day. So I always have to kick out a group of boys and girls that are talking. And it always bothers me. I'm happy that I have to kick them out. But like, God knows what they're talking about. So now on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a bunch of friends and talk Lashon Hara. Go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be sitting and learning, and you're going to be sitting and saying Tehillim, whatever, great. But that's the question. So what am I doing anyway? Right? Like I said, so I'm going to be sitting in the base manager. So people are going to, anyway, so I'm not sure. So you're right. So I'm going to the mall and just, I need time. Okay. So it's fine. Music as well is something that a person should try to avoid during this time as well. Yeah. Yeah, you should not buy it unless you need it for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av shoes would be mutter. We try not to buy these things. Again, a person doesn't have... It's interesting, I heard one of the Rabbanim say, I have a choice. I can launder my socks and underwear, or I can buy new socks and underwear. I'm that rich. So he says, better to buy than to launder them, which is interesting. Why? Because he felt that there's more of a quote-unquote simcha element in the washing, there's a tayrich in the washing. It's interesting. I'm not sure if he's correct, but that's what he's a poisek. That's what he said. So let's get to the siyum. So I was saying about music. So music, again, my big heter on music is, I think it's a mitzvah. Ready for this one? A mitzvah. This is where you get kicked out of camp. It's a mitzvah for you to listen to music. Every evening, for those that don't say tikkun chatzos, which I think is a great thing for you to say, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google it. The tefillah will come up. Say it. It's not that bad here in camp. Because chatzos is like 12-something, 12-18, something like that. You sit on the floor and you say these words. A lot of it is very meaningful. But let's say you're not doing that. So before you go to sleep, go on to Google, again, YouTube, and get yourself a song about Yerushalayim. Especially with YouTube, you could watch the Yerushalayim. I think it's very inspiring. Mutter to do. It's music. It's putting you in the mood, the right mood. To go ahead and listen to a chveis, I don't know, Bob Marley. That was the song that he was singing. To listen to Bob Marley, and that's wrong. A person shouldn't do that. That's added simcha. A person's going to be going running. You know, you guys probably are very into Zumba. Okay, so that I understand. In order to get you into the exercise is very important. V'shmartim es nafsho seichem, that would be mutter. But general music should be aser. Yes, sir.
Are you allowed to have it for like background things, like setting up the table?
Good question. The camps says no, you're not allowed to. It's a good question, especially when you're being you're being employed by someone else, and this is the normal way you do your work. So it's interesting. I would think for sure I would move only to a cappella music, but that's not the camp says that that's not allowed. But I think it should be allowed.
Okay, why is not a cappella music allowed?
Good question. It's another good question. So good question. I actually agree with you. I think the a cappella music is a big farce. Yeah, right. And yeah, I understand. Slow music for sure should be mutter. Again, I'm not going against the camp policy until I become the rabbi. So I don't think that that's. But it's probably not. It's probably better not to do that because it leaves a person. All of a sudden, you're setting up tables and you start dancing and stuff like that. And that's really not, you're not supposed to do that in the 9 days. Yeah.
Is background music like a video or something considered like listening to music? If you're not doing it.
No. So let's say I'm watching the Masorah video. I thought of this. The Masorah video has in it a Goyisha song. How's that mutter? It's background music.
You're not watching.
Right, it's not also. I go into a store and they're playing music. So, excuse me, please turn the music off. No, they're playing music. No. The only time I ever do that, by the way, in Israel, I'm very machmir. If I go into a store and they're playing music, sometimes I'll play music with curse words in it because they're Israeli and they don't know. And so I always will go to the front and excuse me, if you would like me to shop here, this music is offensive to me. And they always say the same thing. Ma, lama. I'm like, there's curse words in it. Why? Lo yadati. Yeah, you never heard this curse word. Okay, be quiet. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Everything's mutter and ask. Everything's mutter. You can go to the Tivari thing last night. I heard they said no matter what time you come, you're allowed to eat, even if you didn't hear the steam. Okay, yeah, what kind? I can't. It's a, you know, they call it heaven on earth, so it's got different halachas. Yeah. I think movies are highly usher the whole year, mostly. But if there's such a thing as a mutter movie nowadays, I think for sure during the 9 days you shouldn't do that. It's a public gathering, like baseball game. I also think a person shouldn't do it. I think that it's not what you should be focusing on. As in, I'm sorry, that's I think it's usher. Yeah. So the difference there, by the way, the difference there is that it's only you that's watching it. And there's a difference between a public thing. You know, Tisha B'Av comes, we don't know what to do with ourselves, so we try to get ourselves in the mood, so we watch every Holocaust movie under the sun, right? If you're really starting to understand a little bit what happened during the Holocaust, so then it would be mutter. Most people, like, they're laughing during the movie, you know, because of some movies that, I know it's a Holocaust movie, they have some humor in it to make a little bit light of the situation, or, you know, you're thinking about the, you know, the kid with the pajamas, and I don't know. I'm not sure, but again, it's because we have nothing else to do. We don't know what to do. We're grasping at strings. We're trying. That's, I think, why all these halachas in the 9 days came up. None of this is really mentioned so much. A lot of these things are new things that were added because we want to feel it a little bit more, and that's why. So now we have the great heter of the seal. So the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Kofun Aleph Sif Yud does say that there's an issur of having basar and having yayin. Right? Mutar v'tafshil, so you'll be able to go, I don't know if Duggies is open, you can go to Duggies, get the blooming onion, even though you might be actually halachically fleshik, right? But that still would be mutar, because it's not really something that has in it, it has maybe little, because the oil had meat in it, but that should be okay. Then there's a shaila of what happens with Havdalah. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, the Haggah, excuse me, v'nogim mahachmir. And we're machmir ella nosim latinok for havdalah b'makom to lekar latinok. Fine. And then he says like this. He says, however, if it's a sudas mitzvah, you're allowed to have meat. Kigon mila pidyon haben u siyam mesechta the sudas Harrison. Excuse me. So it's very interesting. The Nefesh Chaya and others point out, Rav Reuven Margolis and his sefer point this out as well, that. It was a toa sofer. It didn't stand for sudas erison, which is very important for you guys. You're going out with a girl, you want to get engaged to her, and you want to have an engagement party, that would be usher. Potentially, according to these poskim, they say it was a mistake. You know what it should say? It used to say, the Rama wrote it, he wrote the letters, samach aleph. And it makes sense according to this, because it's not in succinct order. It should say mila pidyon habein and sudas erison. It doesn't. It says mila pidyon habein and Siyum, and then the Samach Aleph. You know what Samach Aleph stands for? Sefer Acherim. This is a good heter. I don't know what's going to happen here. I assume most people are just going to be doing Gemaras. But according to that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and famously the Yamshel Shlomo, who's the one who codifies a lot of what Sudas Mitzvahs are, and when, for example, an Ovel is allowed to go, or Talmidei Chachamim, we're not supposed to go Stam to Sudas Rishus. Somebody's just having a birthday party. So a real Talmidei Chachamim really shouldn't go to that. So he says that on one sefer, that would be mutter. And now this is a very, very important for us. So he says that would be potentially the possibility. So what is this whole idea of siyam masechta? So we know that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches and Kuf Yud Tes, Amar Abaya Tati Lei the Chachazin and Surgin Rabbanon the Shalim masechta of the Yom Tov Rabbanon. I made a yantif for the Rabbanon. When one person was Messiah Masechta, one of my Talmidim was Messiah Masechta, says Rashi. I would invite only Rosh Yeshiva. It seems a little bit, to be ludicrous, if you will, if we know the kid that was Masayim today, you know, we go to him, we go, wow, you're being Masayim Masechta, what Masechta is it? He's like, I don't know, let me look it up. Oh, Masechas Makos. He goes, ooh, Masechas Makos, wow, that's amazing. You know what? I'm calling Rav Shechter, you should come. I'm going to get a bus for Rav Shechter. I'm going to bring in, you know, this rabbi and that rabbi, and they're all going to come. Like, who cares? That's what it says here. It shows that there was a chashivas for that. And there's other Meforshim that talk about this as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Ramah writes in Yeridea, Reish Mem Vav, Hagah Kol Mesayim Mesechta, Mitzvah L'Samach, Lassel Suda, V'nikra Suda Smitzvah, it's a Suda Smitzvah. It's true. The Mishnah Berurah gives us our most difficult part of here being in camp, and this is a serious question. I don't have a good answer for you. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Sif Katan Ein Gimel Mikol Makom Lo Yizdamein B'Limud Hasiyam Lo Yimaher Lo Yaacher. Right, a person shouldn't say, "Oh, we finished with my senior class. We finished all of Maseches Megillah June 1st, but I'm not going to get any hype for that. So I email Roy Dixon." When it comes to August 3rd, that's when I want to give the what is him. Is that good enough? Or, Rabbi Dixon last week goes up to the boy that's finishing the Maseches Makos, and he says, "Nu, how many more daf do you have? You finish?" And he goes, "Rebbe, how many daf are in Maseches Makos? I only finished Aleph." And he says, "There's a start to the days, you know that, right? So now what do you do?" So some poskim say, "Ma toivu manayim." Somebody's going to do hasmada and finish the last whatever 8 daf, even though it's one day away. So maybe that would be something that would be mutter. This is again, if you will, a bit disputed by the poskim whether or not a person can do that. The Yaivitz writes in his siddur. So the Yaivitz says, actually, I think that's the most beautiful thing. He says somebody is going to spend the time behasmada and finish a masechta, even if he started on Rosh Chodesh Av. He says, that's great. And there is an inyan. A lot of the Hasidic Rabbanim say this. For example, in Sanz, and Chabad does online. You guys can go on. I don't think it's mutter, but they have every night live stream. If you watch the Siyam, you could eat in your bunks. You could eat. Rabbi Bixen's not for that. But the head Mashkiach by us was telling me that in Satmar, where he is, in Monroe, every night they do a Siyam. So it's very interesting to note, and this is what Chabad, this is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, which is such a beautiful idea. Why is it mutter? Because it's achdus, the whole concept here. Think about what we're doing here. Even if we don't do it the whole year, the fact that we're having, right, your entire family, Rav Moshe Feinstein will say in a moment, Rav Moshe said the reason why it's mutter to have a siyum in camp is because camp is a family. A bungalow colony, this is your family. The Mishnah Berurah says you're only supposed to have a small minion of people and only your close family. You are my close family. And therefore, I'm inviting my close family, even though I have no idea who this kid was. I never met him before until tonight, until I said Yishkayach to him. We're one big happy family. And that's why it should be mutter. And that's why the Hasidim, I think, who understand this a little bit better, say that. That's what's going to be rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, I bring in the greatest thing, the Dalet Avos Shalalacha, which you spoke about before. And number two, I bring in Achdus, Avos Chinam and not Sinas Chinam. Ah, Matov Manayim, what's better, greater than that? Yes, sir.
Is there any problem with like waiting?
That's probably not as bad. If you pace yourself. There's a person who did a siyum illegally, and because you're not allowed to do it outside, I think, whatever. And he did dafiyomi, and he missed a few of the dafiyomi shurim. So he had, I forgot how many daf left, right? 6-7 daf left. So he said, you know what? I might as well finish it now. And over the last 2 weeks, he finished it. That I don't think is so bad. I don't think that's so bad. Again, there's also a general heter, because apparently it's very difficult to have. I mean, for me, I can tell you, I really don't like milkshakes. For a whole week not to go? Okay. To go to a restaurant, because you saw an advertisement, there are some restaurants in Brooklyn that every half hour they have a siyum, and you don't know who the person is, they're not of your family, I have a very, very big problem with that. And I don't think that that's what we're talking about. And it's interesting, because the Shach actually does write, interestingly enough, in Yeridea, Siman Reish Mem Vav, that a person actually should wait in the last piece of Gemara and do it in a time that's good for everyone to come. So what better time than that? My son decided a few, he's 13, and he decided a few months ago that he wants to finish all of Moed, Mishnayos Moed. Not an easy task, especially when you realize that Moed includes Shabbos. So it's not so easy. So he didn't know what to do. So he finished it. He sent Rabbi Bixen, we sent him an email. He was not included in the list of people. I'm not sure why. And this shows you that he's doing it for the right reasons. He said, I want to do it during the 9 days. It seems like I can't. So he says, well, in a few weeks we'll do it. What does that show? It shows that's what a Siyum is. So just the last question that I got, I have a lot more to discuss. We don't have time. So the last question it was that I received, which was a good one. Somebody asked me, what about a girl giving a Siyum? Why are we so chauvinistic here? What if a girl from Girls Campus, she finished Dafiyomi also and she wants to do it? Good question. So you're not going to find a lot of Torah on this because nobody asked Rav Moshe Feinstein this question. But the She'iras Yosef, the great Rav Warman, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Hank, was asked this question. He passed away a few years ago. And he has a very, very long tshuva where he discusses it. And he writes, I'll just give you the beginning part and the end part. The beginning he writes, the Rambam writes that really it's not great to teach Torah to women. Father that teaches it, Kimo Tiflos, and he says, yeah, but that's not true anymore. And he quotes a myriad of sources, whether it's Rav Sroskin or the Chafetz Chaim and many, many others. The Tor even, who says, nowadays we teach this and we teach Torah Baal Peh. What about Rav Soloveitchik, who started a Gemara class for girls and said that that's mutter? So he says, that can't be why it's usher, because we're more mechuyev in Torah and they're not. Birchas HaTorah, they still have to say Birchas HaTorah. There's a chiyuv, and it's not just the chiyuv, the general chiyuv of, well, if they're doing the mitzvah anyway, let them do it. No, they have a chiyuv of learning Talmud Torah Shalahem, even though that it's not the same chelik as ours, so why shouldn't they? And so then he writes, Ubi ikra sheila b'siyum b'sechta lidei nashim, hinei, he says, the oisim sudas mitzvah, beitziyum is all, kfar yam shal shalom said it's considered to be a sudas mitzvah, what should be different for a woman? And he says, even if you, right, he quoted the Gra, who holds the Makar, who a Bemedrash, the Medrash in Shir, Shiam Rabbah, which writes, Mehechon Shoshim Sud is the Gamar Shal Torah, that when we finish Torah, we should have it. So even if you're going to tie into that, it's not because of the seal, but there's still Gamar something big. It's a big thing. They say, by David HaMelech as well, he made a big Suda. When you finish something, when he brought the Torah finally to Yerushalayim. So he says he thinks that it should be Mutter. Aye, but what about Lahatir, Echilus Basam, Yerush Chadash Av, Ad Tishabav? He also says that that should be mutter. However, he writes, he doesn't think it should be done in public. He thinks there's a sneeze issue. Direct family, he says, only. You can invite even cousins. You can invite even close people that are men. That's okay. But he says it shouldn't be a thing for a whole campus. That's what I think would be the correct psak. If anybody would have dare ask me, that's what I would think. But again, Yochim Dvareinu, there are a lot of different things here that we learned tonight about the 9 days. And I think we have to just remember what the end game is here. The end game is not about, I personally, because I don't listen to music during the 9 days, it doesn't put me in the greatest mood. And I find that maybe my anger level is a bit, so you know what? Maybe it would be mutter for that person. If he's going to get more angry and he's going to have more sinas chinam, maybe it's not good. Just like I say, if I have to wake up tomorrow morning at 5:30 to start to drive to go to work, and I find myself falling asleep and say, I'm not listening to music during the 9 days. And I fall asleep. It's ridiculous. So a person has to be, as the Mishnah tells us, Chachav Eina Barosha, understand what the end game is. The end game here is to actually feel Yerushalayim, for me to be sad about something, for me to understand that. Better, right? Spend some time watching YouTube, put the words Tisha B'Av in, and watch a shir, or listen to a song that has to do with Yerushalayim. Or, most importantly, as we said, do some Ahavas Chinam. Be nice to somebody, right? Don't be so mean to the people that you wait on. Come on, guys, stop. No, you know what I mean, right? Be a little bit nicer. This whole idea of saying, hello, how are you? You're going to scare, the people, most of the people here are from New York. We don't say hi. Good, let it be the week that we say hi to people. Make some real changes in your life. That's what this week is all about. And with that, we should be zeicha to rebuild Beis HaMikdash. HaShlishi b'meher v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.